Hi, and welcome to BGDailyNews.com's weekly take on the toppers, women's basketball style. I am sports editor Rob Herbst, here with new Western Kentucky women's basketball beat writer Brad Stevens. Brad, welcome to the Daily News, and we have thrown you into the fire right away. You got to see Western Kentucky and Middle Tennessee on Saturday. Western Kentucky women with a huge 63-60 victory in that contest. Just talk about the significance of this win, what it means really for the program.
It was a really exciting game. You look at it from, it was significant from a number of different ways. I think obviously first and foremost puts them in first place in the conference standings and gives them the driver's seat going towards that number one seed for the conference tournament. But the significance of it beyond that, I think, Middle is kind of the one last step that they haven't, that they hadn't taken under Michelle Carker. They still hadn't beat the Blue Raiders. They'd lost 12 straight games. So to finally get that hurdle and win that game was a big step for the program.
You have been following all the bracketologies, of course, in terms of where this Western Kentucky women's team stands. They are currently 10th in ESPN's bracketology, correct?
A 10 seed.
Is this a team that still needs to win the conference tournament when it gets down to it, or where do you think this thing stands?
I think if they were to win out and then get to the championship game of the conference tournament and maybe lose a close one or something like that, they would probably still be good as far as like an at-large bid, but they're not really getting a whole lot of help from the conference. Obviously, Middle's good, and there's Southern Mississippi is pretty good from an RPI standpoint, but not really getting a whole lot of help beyond that. There's really some bottom feeders in Conference USA as far as the RPI goes. So, going to be tough, going to be tight for Nat Warch, but if they don't take care of business.
The Lady Toppers, as you said, in the driver's seat to win the regular season conference title. Just how difficult of a road is it the rest of the way, or is this thing there for the taking for the Lady Toppers?
It is not a difficult road the rest of the way. They play FAU and FIU this weekend, both teams that they should handled pretty easily the first time around. And Charlotte and Old Dominion at home the following week to close out the regular season. Both teams that they've already beaten pretty handily, and they'll get them at home this time. So shouldn't be too tough of a row, but of course that said, they'll have to avoid a slip up.
And they've shown the propensity to have the chance to slip up. They lost at UTSA earlier this year. They struggled and really needed a rally at Rice, so it seems like it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Right, absolutely, yeah. And I'm sure Michelle Carhart will be emphasizing that to the team, to not take any of these last games for granted, because they could really hurt themselves if they were to stub their toe and lose one of these games.
From what you've seen so far, though, and from what you've been studying, how surprised will you be if it's not a Western Kentucky Middle Tennessee final come in the Conference USA Championship game?
I will be, although obviously Southern Miss has beaten both those teams and is can definitely make some sort of noise at the tournament. So I would think of one of those, two of those three at least will be in the championship. Probably Western against either Southern Miss or Middle, because they'll be on that two. They'll be on the opposite side of the bracket in that 2-3 game. So I would think it'll be some kind of combination of that.
But if it were Western and Middle after seeing them Saturday, how do you think that type of game would play out? I mean, do you see it as a coin flip type situation?
Honestly, I think I do. Middle has some advantages the Western doesn't. They have some size that the Western can't really contend with. But Western also, the way they get pressure, the way they force turnovers and stuff, Middle really, really struggled with that. And that's sort of how Western won the game. It was points off turnovers the other day. So they each kind of do things that the other team maybe doesn't, has a weakness in. So that makes the matchups interesting.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Western forced 19 turnovers against Middle Tennessee on Saturday, which helped the Lady Tops overcome a 36% night from the field. And really, you look at Alexis Govan, those numbers, the ones that sticks out, only 3 of 15 from the field. But heck, she goes 12 and 12, 12 points, 12 rebounds in that game.
Yeah, they've actually struggled. I think they're 36% the last two games, which they haven't really shot that bad very much this year. So, I guess you almost look at that as a good thing for the Toppers, maybe getting their some of their bad shooting nights out of the way right now and still winning. But obviously, they'll want to get the offense going here, for the end of the season.
Florida Atlantic on Thursday, Florida International on Saturday for the Lady Toppers. Unfortunately, Brad, you will not be able to go to Florida.
Unfortunately.
You're stuck with us, but we welcome you again here to the Daily News. And follow Brad's stuff at bgdailynews.com. For Brad, I'm Rob Herbst, and that is your bgdailynews.com's weekly take on the Toppers.